Dua Lipa levitating. We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. It's time for the Fort Knox update, and Colonel King is in the studio.
Good morning. Snow yesterday, sunshine today.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Absolutely love it.
You're going to miss us when you're gone.
That's right, I am. I am.
You may not miss the weather, though. That's right. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. All right, so we got a Fort Knox bass fishing tournament coming up.
Yep, sounds like a good time to go fishing to me. The Fort Knox Catch and Release Bass Tournament will be Saturday, May 15th. Fishing will start at sunrise, which we think is around 6 a.m. It'll be at the lower Douglas Lake on post. It's a catch and release tournament, but there are cash prizes awarded for the combined weight of the top five bass and the largest bass. Participants that want to do this, they can use boats, but it's limited to only the first 25 boaters. Lake's kind of small. Cost to participate is $25 for active duty service members and retirees and DOD civilians, and then $30 for all non-DOD civilians. Just a reminder, the folks that want to do this will need a Kentucky and a Fort Knox fishing license. Both of those are required, and they can both be purchased at Fort Knox Hunt Control. They can call 624-7311 for more information on that. For all the information on the bass tournament, just go to the MWR website.
All right, and yard sale.
Yeah, this is a really cool event. A lot of folks do this, and we didn't do one last year, so this is a great opportunity. But we'll have the Fort Knox Community Yard Sale on Saturday, May 22nd. It'll run from 8 a.m. to noon, and it'll be in the Sabre and Quill parking lot. This event is open to the general public. They are selling spaces for $5 for Knox Hills residents and $10 for everybody else. And then folks can get multiple spaces if they want to run multiple booths. And those extra spaces are just $8. The spaces are limited, so sign up now if you're interested in setting up a table. But we do encourage folks to come out for that. You can get some really cool items, kind of like a thrift store on steroids, if you will.
Well, yeah, especially since, you know, people in the military have been to so many different places. So if you're looking for something more unique, you might find something there.
Yeah, it's a really cool opportunity. Folks will show up with trailers and just get a whole haul. But there are a list of prohibited items. You can't sell things like guns and things of that nature. But for all that information, just go to the MWR website.
All right. And the community information exchange that is happening next Tuesday.
Yeah. So we'd like to invite folks to join us virtually for this. It's the Fort Knox Community Information Exchange and Town Hall. It'll be streamed on the Fort Knox Facebook page at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 27th. It's a forum to share information across posts. Largely, it's unit representation that shows up to it. But again, we open it up, Facebook live streaming, and then folks can send in questions in advance or during, and we'll absolutely answer them there. But we'll cover a list of topics. This upcoming one, we'll talk the Army birthday celebration, the 4th of July celebration, job opportunities on the installation, MWR events, projects that are coming up on Fort Knox. But you can tune in, get a complete picture of what's happening on Fort Knox. Great opportunity.
So it's not just for military.
It is
definitely for the community.
Absolutely.
Also.
Absolutely.
All right. And Mother's Day.
Yep. So, you know, good chance here for fellas to do something good for mom. Mother's Day brunch buffet is Sunday, May 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cost is $23.95 or less for adults, and it's open to the public. Be lots of food there. Super safe dining experience, but reservations are required. Please make those reservations by Thursday, May 6th, and you can get all that information on the MWR website.
All right. Colonel King with the Fort Knox update. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we are Quixie 98.3.